Hello, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 2, or the 33rd episode of Filling in the Blanks, a movie review podcast with my father. I'm your host, Em, and this is my dad. Say hi.
Did you forget my name?
Ned? Say hi.
That's my name.
Yeah, say...
Hello.
That's Ned! So this podcast is all about watching a movie and trying to remember it to give you guys our review. Like I mentioned in the last episode, this time I'm not in the living room with Ned laying down, but Ned is. So I just want to check, can you confirm, are you laying down?
100%, yes, I am.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure. Why don't you tell us what the movie we watched for today is?
Was it Star Wars?
It was not Star Wars.
No. It was The Gray Men. Is that right?
Man.
The Gray Man.
Yeah. The Gray Man. The Gray Man.
Was it men? Okay.
It was just man. It's just one Gray Man.
Okay.
So
what
Gray
about
Man.
The other guy that got killed?
I guess he wasn't gray.
I just ruined it.
Jeez.
Whoops. Sorry.
Keep that to yourself. Okay. The Gray Man 2022. When the CIA's most skilled operative, whose true identity is known to none, accidentally uncovers dark agency secrets, a psychopathic former colleague puts a bounty on his head, setting off a global manhunt by international assassins. So that's a summary.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, that sounds like the movie we watched. So for our review, we are going to try to cover all the important categories, plot, writing, acting, visual, sound, one by one. But must start with the very important question, will you spoil?
No, not necessarily. I don't know if there's anything to spoil on this. But anyway, no, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's much
to
spoil.
Are you gonna spoil it?
I don't think there's much to spoil. Nor would I be really invested enough in it to spoil it, you know?
Yeah.
So let's start with talking about the plot.
Yeah, the plot, it wasn't much. It wasn't too much to the plot.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a story. It was a story about assassins trying to kill an assassin. And I'm not saying I've seen it before, but trained killers trying to kill trained killers is...
Oh. Have you ever seen Matt Damon?
In real life?
No. In the movies that are the exact same plot.
Is that Bourne Ultimatum?
Bourne
movies. Bourne franchise. I've seen
all the Bourne movies. Exactly that. They're assassins that they want to eliminate the program, so they send assassins out to kill them. I think this has been done a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about plot. I don't think it's anything particularly new, and I don't know if I've seen any of the Bourne movies. To be honest, because I mix those
up. You should just. To have a comparison to this movie and see the difference between character development.
I mean, it's funny you say that because Bourne is a huge franchise, and this movie is actually anticipated to become a franchise.
I would hope that they're not disappointed.
Well, so The Gray Man is actually based off of a 2009 book of the same name by Mark Greene. And it's a little bit different than the book because the main character in the book, his name is Court Gentry. And of course, in this movie, the main character's name is Six, where you don't know. So the plot is pretty loosely based, but it's the same thing. But in the Gray Man series created by Mark Greene, there are 11 books. 11.
11.
Yeah. So.
How many Bourne books did Robert Ludlum write?
I'm not sure. Let me look it up.
Can you do a quick Google on that?
There are five movies in the Bourne franchise, the movie franchise.
Five?
Yeah.
I might have missed one.
It says Bourne was by Ludlum, was a trilogy, but...
It was a trilogy.
But then there's novels, continuation novels by Eric Van Lustbader, and then Brian Freeman is now writing Bourne novels.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's sort of the same things that they did with Ian Fleming's and the James Bond. You know, there were only a handful of books, but they've had like 50 movies.
Yeah. So, yeah, Robert Ludlum died in 2001, and then Eric Van Lustbader continued writing, and then now Brian Freeman is continuing writing. So there's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 Bourne novels.
That's crazy.
So yeah, fictional spy Jason Bourne is what that's about. I don't know too much about his backstory, but yeah, just government assassins, essentially, is that same plot. And that's why this story didn't feel necessarily compelling on its own.
No, because it was a single direction. There were no twists or turns.
Mm-hmm.
The character development was
minimal,
you know, fair at best.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I like what's his name, Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Ryan Gosling. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. As much as I like him as an actor, he didn't do anything for this role at all. I mean, he was just so dry and single dimensional. And he didn't do a bad job. It just was, you know, you'd watched it and you didn't get any of it. It didn't come through to me.
Yeah, and I think that's a great, you know, bouncing off point to talk about our general cast and the acting. So, of course, lead Ryan Gosling, villain was Chris Evans. Other big actors are...
Now, he was okay. He wasn't bad.
Yeah, I'll get into the other actors, but I think Chris Evans actually... Don't want to give him, like, huge props, as in, like, incredible, but I think he belongs as a villain.
Oh, no. Definitely not incredible.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't think he's incredible, but I think he is... I'm always pleasantly surprised when he's a villain. Like, when he was the villain in Knives Out.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it. It's not incredible. He made some choices that I thought were good for the role, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not like a standout performance or anything.
No, but it definitely stood above most everything else that was.
That's
happening.
Very true, yeah. And so some other key actors, Ana de Armas,
and she was fine. Right. There was, you know, she was good as the, you know, as the secondary person, and she did a fine job, but. Again, there was nothing standing out about her performance.
Mm-hmm. Other people are, I believe his name is Reggae John Page, was the CIA head. Jessica Henwick, who was the other CIA head, the bosses. And then, of course, in a smaller role, but still there, Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob. Gotta love Billy Bob.
Yeah, I thought they all kind of did what they did with their roles. Nothing too out there, nothing too terrible. It kind of was just average.
There was nothing daring about this movie at all.
Very true. For a movie about assassins, you'd think that.
Yeah, but you know, the chase scenes were very good. The action was good. The blowing up of things was good. You know, it's my kind of movie. That kind of movie should go along really fast. and it seemed longer than it actually was, which is odd for a movie like that.
Yeah, for
some of the chase car scenes and the blowing up scenes were just too long. They spent too much money and too much time blowing stuff up rather than helping make the characters more three-dimensional.
Yeah, and overall with time, this movie was 2 hours and 9 minutes. And we stopped halfway through to eat dinner, and we're surprised that there were still 50 minutes left.
Shocked.
Yeah.
I thought we were in like the last 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, we were not even close. So in terms of general style, I think a lot of that can be inferred from the writers and the directors of this movie.
Who is the director and directors have done and what have they done?
A lot of Marvel movies. So directors are the directors are the Russo brothers, and they're known for 4 big ticket Marvel movies. So they did Captain America: Winter Soldier.
Anything else?
Not really. I mean, they did a movie called I think one of them did Extraction on Netflix, and then a movie called Cherry on Apple TV. But really, they're known for Marvel. And then the writers, Joe Russo, one of the Russo brothers, was also a co-writer. But the writer duo, Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, also have done 7 Marvel movies. They've all, other than that, they did some Chronicles of Narnia, but really 7 Marvel movies. So this is a not a non Marvel movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's and that makes a lot of sense. It, you know, it's definitely a big budget, you know, and it'll probably be a big viewership, box office, because it's just so formatic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word?
Formulaic, maybe.
Format. Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like every other big blockbuster Marvel type thing, you know.
Yeah.
It just,
and a lot of the like.
You know, it didn't do it for me. I'm a big critic of this type of movie, because when it's done well, it's really good, like the Bourne movies and the James Bond movies. You know, it can be really good, but when it's done wrong, it's just very average.
Yeah.
Even though they probably spend a bucket load of money for it.
Well, actually, this is one of the fun facts. The movie's budget, $200 million.
Yeah. That's a pretty good amount, especially for a Netflix movie.
This is actually one of the most expensive Netflix original movies, tied with Red Notice of last year, which was Ryan Reynolds. Red Notice.
What was that?
Action movie with Ryan Reynolds and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I never watched it. Huh. I think Gal Gadot maybe as well.
Huh. I don't remember that. Okay.
I feel like you watched it and didn't like it.
What about like Bird Box? Wasn't that Netflix, Bird Box?
Bird Box was Netflix. It was a 2018 movie. I can just look up what the production budget was right now.
Was that a big one? Because they had Sandra Bullock.
It was a big budget, but not nearly as much as that was. $19.8 million. This was $200 million.
Oh, it's 10 times that. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that was a well spent $19 million on that, because that movie was actually quite good.
Mm.
You know, the character development was excellent. The bit of action that was in was really good, and the story was interesting. I mean, it had all the things you're supposed to have in a good movie for $19 million. Netflix should stick with that.
Yeah, and also it's funny because Red Notice, which is the also $200 million budget. I've heard a lot of people didn't like it, so.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is that the viewers want this kind of thing, and they're going to keep, as long as it keeps getting watches, they'll keep doing these kind of movies.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so much money in, like, Marvel, so, you know, with all of these Marvel people attached to it, yeah. So, kind of just going to our last points of visual sound.
So the visuals were very good. I like they do the, you know, sort of the same thing that Bond movies and other movies do, which take you to, you know, exotic places with beautifully shot scenes and cities and places. That was very nice, and I enjoyed that. That was good. That was a plus on this movie.
Yeah, and there's a lot of action, a lot of fighting. I really didn't think too much of it. You know, I liked the first fight scene in Bangkok. I thought that was the most impressive.
There was nothing wrong with anything they did. I wouldn't say anything was bad. And the fight scenes were good. The chase scenes were good. The blowing up was good. The characters, you know, were what they were. Nothing was bad, but nothing, you know, sat you on the edge of your seat. You knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with everything you said.
Yeah, but you really should watch a Bourne movie just to get an idea of how close this was to it and to see how it can be done really well.
Yeah, maybe. So we'll move on to...
And the bad people are really bad and the good guys are interesting and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on to the final bits. I have some quotes from Watch This With You and Mom. Said... when Chris and Ryan were fighting, she called them two bulked up beef boys. And I'm obsessed with that. That they're just two bulked up beef boys fighting.
Beef boys.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I don't know what a beef boy is.
Beefy, you know? You never heard a person be called beefy?
I guess. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's a popular term.
Hamburgers called beefy. I remember there was a commercial with an old lady that said, "Where's the beef?"
You've never heard someone call a man beefy? Like a big, muscly man, he's beefy?
No.
What? Okay. Well, it's a very popular phrase.
Okay.
Well, just trust me. And then
you crazy kids.
Well, it's not kids because Mom was saying it too. But you also started the movie by asking, is this a true story? Which I found funny. I guess we'll never know.
Was it a true story?
Like I said, I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know.
And for fun facts about this film, main one was the large budget. But this would be Ryan Gosling's first ever multiple film franchise role because he has turned down Marvel and DC comic film deals before. So interesting that he signed up for this one when he's turned down franchises before.
Yeah. Is he signed for a certain amount of these movies? Committed?
I don't know, but I know that Netflix has a plan to continue the franchise, but I don't know how many, because I think that really depends on the success of it.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to come up again if this doesn't play out. Is this just on Netflix or is it elsewhere?
It's a Netflix original.
Huh?
A Netflix original, so it's just on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's get into the end with our ratings. So let's start. Did you fall asleep while watching?
Can you remind me what was the last movie that we watched?
Well, you want to answer the first question? Did you fall asleep?
No, I don't think so. Maybe a little.
Yeah, I wanted to at parts.
Yeah, I don't. I think I closed my eyes a few times in the beginning, just because it was getting a little annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't think I fell asleep.
Yeah.
If I did fall asleep and it felt like it was that long, oh, that's bad.
That's bad. Yeah.
But I don't think I fell asleep.
And then rating out of 10, the last movie that we watched was Top Gun Maverick.
And what did I give that?
I don't have the score in front of me. I know I gave it a 7, and I think you gave it a little bit higher.
Seven and a half, maybe. I think we were really close.
Yeah. That's why I said a little bit higher. You gave it.
Yeah. All right. So if I gave that a 7.5, if that is correct, and I'm going to judge this one against that because they're both action movies, stars, blah, blah, blah. The other one being a little more epic, being that it's the first time in 20 years to the return of Top Gun. This one, I would give it a 6.5. Was not as interesting as Top Gun.
Interesting.
but part of that also is that we saw Top Gun in a movie theater. And this type of movie is always better in a movie theater than on a TV screen. So that could accomplish, you know, getting that extra point if it was on a big screen.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm thinking about it, and I think that's
all this big action and explosions and car chases, and it's on your little TV screen. It's definitely not as entertaining as it is on a big widescreen in a theater.
Yeah, and not as immersive. And yeah, I was thinking back to Top Gun. I did rate it 7 because I think it had its faults, but I ended up liking it and definitely not thinking it a waste of time or waste of money. I thought it was worth it. I thought it was enjoyable.
Right.
And this movie, yeah. Unfortunately, I did not find it enjoyable. And it could partly be because I wasn't in a setting where I was fully immersed and fully invested. I was just sitting at home on the couch. But I found this one, I didn't really love the plot at all.
There wasn't a lot of plot in Top Gun either, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but I also just found Top Gun strangely more enjoyable. This one I did not get any.
I think it's the venue.
Yeah. It could be.
So my suggestion.
Well, it could be, but also I don't really like. I liked the original Top Gun movie that came out in the 80s, and I do not really care for Marvel movies at all, so the style it's very much a Marvel movie, and I don't really have a fondness for it, so it's kind of that on top of it as well, that I kind of don't.
Yeah, but except it was not, it's not a superhero or anything like that, it's just, you know, big action, blow it up, car chase, blow it up some more, big action, but Top Gun wasn't much different than that. There really wasn't, you know, there wasn't much of a storyline. But my advice would be to Netflix to not get into these big action things that belong in the movie theaters where they really can get appreciated, and stick with movies like Bird Box that can work on a smaller screen and got tremendous viewership and rave reviews.
Yep.
And stick with that.
Wow. Ned, giving advice to the streaming giant Netflix.
You hear me, Netflix?
Anyways, my rating is 3. You cut off me before I even gave a number. It's 3.
Oh. What?
Yeah, I did not like any part of this movie. Yeah, I really didn't like it.
Okay.
I'm sorry to Like, and wow. I said the fact that, ouch, like, okay, Chris Evans was the best part of it to me is like, and he's not even that amazing, is like, yeah, says something.
Yeah. But like I said, there's nothing bad about it. But a three is like a full on total blackout, burnout failure. But okay. That's almost as bad as what I gave Old.
You gave Old a zero.
No, I think we had to give it one.
Did I give it a zero? No, you gave it a zero and I gave it a four.
So you thought Old was better than this. Ouch, Ryan Gosling, get a new job.
Well, he is. He's going to be in the Barbie movie.
God. And by the way, don't even ask me to watch that.
Aw, dang it. Well, I guess Barbie movie won't be in the filling in the blanks watch next list for season two. So
you'll have to have a guest come and do it if you're doing Barbie.
No, but then it's not movie review podcast with my dad.
Yeah, but you could have a stand-in dad.
Stand-in dad? Just a random person. I like, it's the same old Ned.
Exactly. Just a random person you have to have come in and sit on the couch and do it with you.
Okay, it's a backup plan. Anyways, that's our review.
That's
this movie you can watch on Netflix, The Gray Man 2022.
Should be Gray Men because there were more than one, but okay.
Well, here, there's your note to another note for Netflix and the writers of this movie.
Yeah, get the title right to start with.
Man, can't do anything right. Ned is just full of tips today.
Yeah, well, just in case Netflix is tuned in, they want to know.
Well, that is our episode.
All right.
All right. Say goodbye.
Good night.
Or good night. Goodbye.